This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Movies always make baths seem so relaxing. But unless you've got a huge tub or you're 5 foot nothing, are baths really that great? A new survey found Americans now find showers more relaxing than baths for the first time ever. I think baths are going by the wayside. 41% say they prefer showers. 32% said baths. 7% said neither are really relaxing. And 20% weren't sure.
My little brother told me that every once in a while he takes a bath. And I was like, dude, you can't let dad catch you.
Oh, my God.
I was like, we got this big discussion. I was like, does dad know you've been taking baths? And he's like, no. I'm like, well, I'm going to tell him. You better not. And he's like, you can't tell him. I'm like, you're just in there taking baths in his house.
Oh, my God, that's risky.
Yeah, I'm like,
super risky.
He'll never see you as a man again if he catches you.
He has to plan out, like, when he's gone.
Right, like, yeah, so he'll wait till my dad's, like, in a deep sleep and then draw a bath.
Oh, my God, amazing.
What if your dad just wakes up?
That's what I said. I was like, dude, I'm going to tell him if you don't.
He's living on the edge.
Ooh, I know. That's risky.
I was like, you can't have dad knowing you're taking a bath.
Imagining the conversation, dad, I have something to tell you.
Right.
Yeah, I'd take baths.
Yeah. That's how it'll go. One. Like, you're a woman, boy. Thank you for coming out, boy. I always kind of knew. I always kind of pegged you, you know?
I'll support you and your lifestyle.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean I don't love you, boy. If you want to be a woman, that's up to you.
Why does he take him baths?
He says it relaxes him and stuff.
Oh, but, yeah. I mean, it does, like, yeah.
Like, can't let dad catch. My dad has real weird rules about his house. He told my brother, he's like, you're not gonna have any sex with anybody in here while you're living here.
Oh.
Only he can crest, like, make the sex in the house.
Yeah, yeah.
Make
because he will.
Oh, yeah,
your dad will.
Sure, yeah. It's his place.
Yeah,
he can have it. There'll be no bath and there'll be no sex.
Yeah, I just it was funny. I was like, I couldn't. I'd be horrified if my dad found out I ever took a bath.
You have to send him some, like, bath salts or a bath kit.
I will.
I was going to say, send him some bath bombs.
Bath bombs.
Make him manly, like a big bomb. Yeah. It looks like a nuke bomb or
man
like
bomb.
A machine gun or a bullet.
Yeah.
There
idea.
Is no man bath bomb.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I don't know. Let's look
right.
up.
Oh, I'm sure.
Manly bath bomb.
I bet there is.
They have, like, bomb. CBD bath bombs.
Yeah, comes right up.
Dad'd be like, I found your pot, woman ball.
That's like the toaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's it's a men's bath bomb set called Soak Your Balls. There's maple sugar that's shaped like a waffle.
I'm pro bath. You know how I feel.
I know.
You
love it.
All should be taking baths. I think they're great.
I think a bath for a woman is great.
Yeah, that's fine.
Decapitated body bath bombs.
Like there's a dude floating around in a tub is a disturbing sight.
Yeah, I can't even imagine my dad opening the bathroom door by mistake, and I'm in the bathtub.
That's what I'm saying.
And my little wiener is
just like
flowing. Flowing with the.
You can put bubbles in.
You have to have bubbles if you're going to do it.
That's even worse, though. Right?
I don't think I see bubble to me. I would
funny.
Not do a bubble
Chuck
bath.
In a bubble bath.
I love bubble
I would
baths.
Not
imagine
do a bubble
that.
Bath. I wouldn't just sit in the clear water. I just sit in the clear water
because whatever. If I have ever taken a bath, it is because something is so wrong with my back
that I need. Stuff.
That's the only time I've ever done it.
I need 1,000 degrees, yeah. And I have to sit in there.
We have a tub in our house. It's got jacuzzi jets. I've used it twice since we moved in like a decade ago, and it was because something was going on with my back, and I just tried to see if it would give me relief.
I've not used the tub in my new house at all.
The only times I've ever gotten into the bath is because I was like bath curious.
I get it. How did you feel?
Well, I was like, this is going to be relaxing. It looks like it's like what the Big Lebowski does, and
yeah,
you know, he takes baths. And I'll smoke some weed and take a bath,
there
and then I didn't like it because it was like getting out of the tub is hard, and
maybe that's
I'm too. I got too big. I got too
it's
big.
It's not for everybody.
Yeah,
this will make Calgon.
No, I don't know.
I don't.
I mean, I think they do still make it, but they don't have the commercials.
You got to remember this.
The traffic. I can't read that. Boss. The baby. The dog. That does it. Calgon, take me away.
Lose your cares in the luxury of a Calgon bath.
She's
Calgon
smoking.
Calgon softens the water to leave skin feeling
smoking.
No.
I think she's just holding bubbles.
The soft, luxurious, fragrant world of Calgon.
This is all I would send your brother every day.
That's what I'm going to send him.
With a Calgon bath, lose yourself in luxury.
I thought Calgon was a
cleaning product?
I thought it was for clothes.
No.
I didn't know you could just soak in it.
Calgon, take me away.
Take me away.
So is it just bubbles?
I think they expanded to other products through the years.
Mm. Yeah, like,
oh, maybe there is cleaning stuff.
Yeah, like, I don't know why I thought it was cleaner.
But that's, like, the most famous. That's how they got their start, was with the bubbles, I think.
Yeah,
history on Calgon is, I have none, no knowledge, but
I only remember it from the bath.
Yeah, me too.
See, there's, lavender and honey, bath beads and bubble bath.
Then I would try, and find the herbal essence. See if there's an orgasm one in a bathtub.
I will.
And then I would send him that one.
Yeah. This woman said, I'm a 6-foot woman.
Mm.
Baths are not fun when you have to choose between legs or titties.
Well, I mean, if you're that tall, it's hard.
That's me. Like, basically,
you're in a V shape.
So my legs are out one side, my back's out the other.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of me's in the water. Yeah, it's, someone said the only time a guy can take a bath is if there's a naked lady in there with him.
Yeah.
Even still, that's like so overblown.
That room
is so overblown.
How big of a tub do you have?
I don't know. You gotta have a big tub.
You gotta be
two
in like
drops of water.
Terrible Niagara
Seriously,
Falls.
Seriously, for me, I'd rather just lay on the floor of the shower, let the shower beat down on me if I was ever just not feeling well or something.
I don't like that. But I love showers too. Showers are incredible. But I don't know, guys.
Yeah, no, hey, to each their own, Lise. To each their own.
Yeah, exactly.
Get some Epsom salts.
I'm good.
I just want to be there when Andy's brother tells his dad.
Yeah, I don't want to be there for that.
That he's a bath man.
That's hilarious.
That'll rip him up. It was just funny to me that we had that conversation. I'm like, you can't let dad know you're taking baths, bud.
He knows he can't.
Well, the funny thing is, too, I was like, he might know. He might know already, because my dad knows everything that's gone on in his house.
If your brother doesn't clean the bath well, there's always a telltale ring around it, right?
If he sees that, he's going to think my brother's a woman.
34-year-old guy texted here, heavy machine operator at a factory, still takes a bath multiple times a week, loves it.
Oh, I love it, so I'm doing it today. Oh, man.
There you go.
If I have, like, the jacuzzi set up, I might.
You won't.
You're right.
And I stay in there for a long time.
Do you read? Do you listen to music? I do.
I get a lot done in there, and I get away from my dogs. After everything's done, they're sleeping.
So you're just like the lady in that commercial.
She's living a Calgon commercial.
The morning show.
Yeah.
The dogs. The traffic.
Yep.
Ladies can do stuff that's like super boring to me, like sit in a bath for an hour.
But if you have your phone and you're doing whatever, you're on a couch.
I drop my phone in the water.
It's waterproof. I've done it. It was fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, the new phones can handle that.
Mm-hmm.
Better the bath than the toilet.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah. You're dropping it in something.
Oh, God.
I can sit on the toilet longer than I want to be in the bath.
Yeah, sadly, I agree with that.
Really? I don't linger on the toilet. I don't like it.
I don't generally either.
I don't read. I just do what I got to do.
Like, when I'm getting clean, it's like, how fast can this happen? You know, how can I get every single part of me in 6 minutes?
You want to get back to living.
Yeah.
Pretty soon, we'll all be having the walk-in bath.
No, we're never having that.
It'll be nice.
No.
I mean, I'm only 37. I've had a couple of close calls just stepping into my
area. They say what?
I mean, I may 55? Need it, I guess. I don't know. I don't want to ever give up a bath.
But you know what always sells me on these things is when they sit down and they're in the shower. I'm like,
yes. And that's it. Look,
listen.
That old broad sitting down
is
That might be the only
style of bath right there that I wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
It's like I'm actually in there kind of sitting in a throne.
Yeah, you're sitting on a seat, so.
There's something about, like, when you get really old, like, you don't want to take baths.
Well, because it could be your last.
Because, yeah, at least.
I mean, I think, something about the water on you. I don't know what it is.
You think that's what it is? I always assumed it's the slipping.
Yeah, I thought it was the slip.
Well, there's that. I think there's many factors, but.
I hate water. Like, you just start to hate water on you?
I guess. Oh, wow. Some people, not all.
I think it just becomes, I think about myself right now, it's becoming increasingly harder to just dry all of my different areas.
You know? It's becoming harder.
It's becoming harder.
What do you mean? So, like, I can't reach?
My flexibility is going away. I should, Lise. All these things are known.
It's becoming harder to dry all of my areas.
And I'm you know, middle-aged. I'm about to... I can't even think about what I would be as a senior.
You know that, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, Lise.
You got to get active.
I'm not doing any of that.
You got to move that ass.
No.
It's a good workout video title.
Move that ass.
There is already. I guarantee that's already a workout video. Move that ass.
Move that ass.
That's probably a porn.
Move that ass.
No.
No, it's just like the best.
There's butt workouts in 10 minutes, but nothing's called move that ass.
Oh, we've got to get that started.
There you go,
Lisa Way.
Yeah. Oh, look, see, I'm on the walk-in bath website, and Joyce has already hit me up on chat.
Hey, Joyce.
Joyce. Wait, don't go.
Of course, Joyce.
You want safety? You want comfort? You want independence?
50% off?
Yes.
I've never met a Joyce I didn't like.
That's hilarious.
Can I ask her for Jim Joyce? What are you wearing, Joyce?
No!
You don't think I should?
My God.
No, yeah, send it.
You're flirting with the computer lady. It's not real.
Yeah, it's just a bot. It's just
a... Had a steamy little conversation with the walk-in bath customer service agent.
Joyce, I'm masturbating.
Oh, stop. Oh, my God.
I'm in my bathtub.
Poor Joyce.
I'm sitting here.
Yeah, send me pictures of you in your bath, Joyce.
Now you can enjoy.
I have something inside me
that combines safety, luxurious comfort.
How does that door hold all the water in? How does that not just?
It doesn't forever, right? Can't you just tell? It doesn't forever.
There'd be water all over your floor.
Oh, it would be a nightmare.
If you forget to drain it, you open the door.
How many times has that happened?
I'm sure that happens.
Safety mechanism.
I bet you can't. I bet it's so heavy.
Great, you get stuck in there. They can't open the door.
Hell.
I'm thinking of everything that go wrong.
Hell.
Oh, it's awful, my brain.
Lisa's stuck in her walk-in tub again.
Enter and exit
your
help. No.
Oh, I can't.
Get out.
It won't drain.
Oh, that's so sad.
Oh, God.
The bars.
Yeah.
You need the bars, though.
You need bars. So this is real sad. Okay. Yeah. Enough of that.
No, but I over the weekend, I took Douglas to... walk, and he wanted to run. So I'm like, okay. And we went like 3 miles running up hills.
Oh my God.
So I'm like, throughout the whole thing, I'm like, I got this. Woo! I can hit. I'm bragging on myself how I can handle all this. Well, then, yesterday at 6 o'clock, the pain started. I was like, oh, I need some Motrin. And I can't really move.
I don't got this.
You're trying to open the pill bottle.
Everything
I got
hurts.
This.
Ow!
I'm in. The next day, the pain. I'm like, I guess I don't have it so much. But it was a good workout.
Yeah, it just catches up with you, though.
It sure does.
Just chasing that dog.
Staying up with Douglas.
Wearing him out.
Yeah, you saw me after I did some squats last week.
Squats.
Yeah. It led to a bad day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Romantic comedies never address the realities of your wedding day, like when you get stuck in traffic or when your new husband tries to kill your friend because you've been having an affair with him. It's happened in Louisiana. A 30-year-old Louisiana man named Devin Jones was on his way home from his wedding Saturday night with his new bride.
Yeah.
And a male friend. They got stuck in bad traffic caused by a car crash, and then the dirty laundry came out. Devin accused the friend of having an affair with his new bride, and it got heated.
Oh, geez.
Here's the story now from KALB. Well, whoopsie. Hold on. There we go. That's not right. That
started something else. KALB-TV has the details.
Where deputies say a man was arrested, still wearing his tuxedo from his own wedding after he began shooting at two people on the spillway Saturday night. Sheriff Mike Tregg says initially deputies were helping state police with a multi-car crash on the spillway around 10:30 last night. It brought traffic to a standstill when 911 calls came in of a shooter about a mile from the crash. Tregg says a domestic dispute in the car between 30-year-old Devin Jones, his newly married wife, and a male friend led up to the shooting. Both the male friend and another driver stuck in traffic were injured. Tregg says without a quick response from deputies on scene, it could have been much worse.
Last night's incidents was in my craziness of things I've seen in 33 years, that's going to be a top 10, maybe a top 5. But I have to, based on witness accounts and eyewitness accounts, most people told me that my deputies acted heroically. I mean, ran out there not knowing what was going on. It's basically an active shooter on the interstate. And one of my deputies who was off duty in his car with his family heard the call over the radio, left his family, and was one of the primary officers to make the apprehension of Mr. Jones on the interstate.
Jones faces multiple murder, battery, and other charges. Tregg says they plan to execute a search warrant on the car where they suspect the weapon is.
So he did murder his friend then?
No, shot. I think that she meant to say attempted murder.
Okay. All right. Attempted murder.
Attempted murder is much different. They didn't really break it down. He accused the friend of having an affair with his new wife. He grabbed his gun and jumped out of the car, started chasing the friend through the stop traffic, firing shots at him. One hit the friend in the leg. Another injured someone in another car that was just happened to be stuck in traffic.
That sucks. Yeah.
The bride ran over to some first responders who were helping the victims of the crash that caused the traffic jam, said, "Quick, help me. My husband's trying to kill me." She then barricaded herself inside the ambulance. They were trying to put an injured person in that ambulance and couldn't.
Yeah.
Because she locked herself in. Then when he came after her, that's when he got arrested for attempted murder and second degree battery. The people he shot were flown to the hospital. They're recovering. As you heard, he was still in his tuxedo. His wife's still in her wedding dress. And no word if she was actually cheating with his friend or not.
Yeah, she was. But
this one just in from Chuck.
Yeah. I guess you assume it'll be annulled. Like that you get a do-over maybe.
And there's attempted murder and second degree battery charges. Yeah.
It's not the way to consummate.
No. What a bad wedding day.
Yeah.
Really bad.
It's not great.
But again, no one died. So there's an upside.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know what happened here. I don't know the background story. And generally, I'd never bring this to the table, but I have to. Because what in the hell is going on with this Michigan woman? She's our mugshot of the day up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com, but just with very little details. Okay. All I know is this. She's a 23-year-old woman.
Yeah.
She was taken to a Michigan county jail this week. That's it.
We don't know the charge.
Don't know the charges.
Don't know anything.
Just know she was taken to a Michigan county jail, and she's 23. And she's got our mugshot of the day because I don't understand what's going on with her weave.
She lost part of it.
Is that it? Is there a top part?
I don't know. It must be.
But I mean, it doesn't make much. It must have had bangs.
Yeah, just like.
It's a skull cap with just a long-haired part around the side. So she's like a bald man.
She looks like Gallagher.
Yeah.
Gallagher hair. Yeah.
She looks like she's got a Gallagher wig on. Yeah.
But that just can't be...
That thing is showing way too much.
The skull cap part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There had to be a part.
I didn't realize. I thought they would come all in one piece.
Well, I thought so too, but
I would have thought they would have taken that off as well for the mugshot.
Yeah, sometimes they don't. Apparently, I didn't know. I don't know much about those kind of hair.
I don't either.
Things. I just thought that they put it right in your real hair.
Well, there is that. I don't know what. Yeah, I don't know.
But there's also
like a wig
thing that they can put on this. Maybe it just Velcros to this thing. I don't know. In three pieces?
I mean, you wouldn't want to take that risk.
This is the cheaper version.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Like an Amazon buy?
Yeah.
Three-piece weave? I don't know. I don't know what you call it. But it's not good when you lose part of it.
Maybe she committed the crime while she was getting the wig put on.
Oh, there's the
twist.
So
they didn't get a chance to finish it.
Right. She was in the chair at the weave place.
You know, somebody came in and started talking smack, you know, and then she's like, oh, hell no. And then beat some ass.
Like that guy who was ripped out of the chair.
Yes.
Getting his hair done in Detroit when that woman figured out that he had stolen her car.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on here.
So they're called sew-ins. The cap part is glued to the head, and then they sew in the rest of the hair. So maybe that's it, James. Maybe that she was getting this done when the cops arrested her.
That would make sense of why they can't take it off of her.
Right, because
if it's glued
to her
head.
So it's
cap?
Yeah, that's what they say. The cap part is glued to your head.
I thought the sew-in meant they sewed it into your actual hair. Like they took the weaves and sewed it into your hair.
These people are saying they sew it into the cap. I don't know. I don't know enough
about African American hairstyles.
Me either.
So. None of us have had it done. None of us
I'm
are
interested now. I could have my sweet flow back.
You could.
You want to get a skullet cap?
Yeah, like a skullet cap.
I say you get the whole top put on too, and look normal for a day.
I want the normal. I want it.
You could just grow your sides out right now if you wanted that look.
No, I want it all. I didn't know they could glue something to me.
Well, I'd love to know more, but there's no more to tell you. I don't even know her name.
Yeah, we don't know her name, because if we knew her name, we could find her.
We could get to the bottom of it. It's just mugshot, 23-year-old woman, Michigan County Jail. That's it.
Yeah, so
her head's a mystery.
Strange, they don't have any other information.
Cap glued to head for weave. I don't know what. I'm just going to see if that's really a thing. Yeah. Apply weave bonding glue to the underside of the weave. Place it on the stocking cap. Well, it doesn't say the cap. The glue adheres to the stocking cap. So it's a weave cap that wasn't fully weaved yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gotta get it all the way weaved.
Then those magic elves to come in and weave the hair.
Yeah.
You can't just do half weaves.
No, you can't. Makes for a bad picture. But if you want to check her out, she is our mugshot of the day. She's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. They say never order spaghetti on a date. But that's usually because, you know, you could spill some on yourself. And it's really messy. A couple in Clearwater, Florida was sitting down for a spaghetti dinner the other night. Well, technically, early morning. It was about 1 a.m. 45-year-old Stephanie Lannis and 35-year-old Adolfo Rivera had both been drinking. They started arguing, and eventually it turned into a food fight.
Mm.
Don't know who instigated it. They both ended up mashing a plate of spaghetti into the other one's face.
Like pie?
Like pie.
It's love, you know?
Someone called the cops. They were both still covered in spaghetti when the cops showed up, so they charged them both.
Well, I mean, if you've done something to me and I've done something to you...
That's rare. Generally, there's one person was the aggressor, right? But in this case, they couldn't determine who was at fault more than the other.
Both of you if they can't figure it out.
Yeah.
So they're both facing charges for domestic battery. Stephanie, turns out, also got arrested a couple of months ago when she stabbed Adolfo in the arm during another one of their drunken fights.
Yeah. You're
Sound
starting
like
to
a,
learn.
A lovely Clearwater couple.
Oh, my.
There are their mugshots.
They look like 1 a.m. spaghetti people.
They got the faces of 1 a.m. spaghetti people?
Mm-hmm. At 1 a.m., if I'm eating spaghetti, that means I am so hungry. I'd be so furious that it came to that.
I don't know if I've ever eaten spaghetti that late.
At 1 a.m.
in my entire life.
It would kill me now. It would kill me now.
That's the thing.
I'd literally die now from it.
I think the acid reflux.
Yeah, I would die now from it.
Prevents me from enjoying late night spaghetti.
Mm-hmm.
But before, back in your prime.
Oh, I mean.
Meatball, someone's
in my
meatball.
Prime. Spaghetti whenever, I'd say.
Yep. But I'd be trying to catch those meatballs midair.
That was a long time ago.
My prime. So she stabbed him in the arm after a drunken fight a couple of months ago, and they're still together.
She looks like someone you wouldn't want to mess with.
No.
No.
She's a good 10 years older than him and obviously bat crap crazy.
Yeah. She's got the same hairstyle as Jean-Claude Van Damme.
She does.
I don't want a woman. I don't want a lady with Jean-Claude Van Damme hair.
Not all, a lot of guys do.
I thought we've seen her before, too.
Really? Maybe it was because of the stabbing.
Yeah, maybe.
Is that it? I don't know.
But like, I tried to like Google her name and see if I could find another mugshot of her, but the only one that comes up is the spaghetti scene, at least that I could find.
Pasta battery.
Yeah.
Normally, she's... That's it. Mm. That's the only one that...
Has made the rounds.
Mm-hmm.
She does look weirdly familiar, though.
You're just
but it might just be Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Could be. I mean, I was that's a big fan of his work.
Yeah.
Bloodsport.
Yeah.
That's it.
Early Jean-Claude Van Damme. Bloodsport work.
That absolutely could be it. But if you want to see their mugshots and see female Jean-Claude from Clearwater, go check them out at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. Can I give you what I believe to be the worst day ever?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
You're in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Okay, been there. Terrible. Okay.
So already.
It's terrible.
It's
a bad start.
Jam-packed with tourists.
Always. Horrifying.
And you're forced...
What?
To go to the Titanic Museum.
Okay.
Is this like the Titanic, the movie museum?
Titanic.
Or the real Titanic?
Slash both.
Oh.
Paying tribute to the fallen and also to Kate and Leo.
Okay.
When is this going to get bad, Dave? So far, it's so good to me.
So you are there.
Yeah.
In Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. You've been dragged to the Titanic Museum. And the iceberg wall collapses on you.
Oh, man.
No.
Oh, I'm like, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank God this thing has just killed me.
It's almost like a wish.
Don't help.
Like a wish was made.
Yeah. I wish this iceberg would kill me like it killed the rest of those people.
Iceberg straight ahead.
That happened. You know, I almost was dragged there, but
oh my God.
I rarely put my foot down.
Yeah.
I put my foot down.
Yeah, that's a good
idea. Amber wanted to take her mom and was like, let's take my mom to the Titanic Museum. I'm like, listen, you are welcome to take your mom to the Titanic Museum, but I am absolutely not going to the Pigeon Forge, Tennessee Titanic Museum.
I went to a Titanic thing that came to town here years ago. Might have even been before...
That was different.
The Titanic.
That's the real thing.
That's the real thing. They had parts of the Titanic and stuff.
They had books about that when I was a kid and stuff. But they were. That's a cool thing to see.
Yeah.
Like Pigeon Forge, they made a half-ass iceberg wall that killed somebody.
That's it. You know, it's just so they can play the music and they can get old people to get in there and get out.
Here's a news reporter.
Taken to the hospital tonight after injuries they sustained while visiting the Titanic.
Oh, this is the one that's shaped like the giant ship?
Yes, shaped like the Titanic.
The iceberg wall collapsed, injuring three guests who were taken to the hospital. At this time, there's no word on the extent of the injuries. The attraction's ownership adds, quote, the safety of our guests and team members is always top of mind, end quote. We should note, at this time, the attraction is closed.
Yeah, well, it's falling apart, and it was built not long ago.
What is it? Do you think it's like the, you know those, like, I think the Detroit Zoo has it, it's like an ice wall where you can put, like, your handprints in and stuff, like it's actual ice?
Oh, God, if it is, they're dead. I'm assuming it was just like a paper mache style.
Yeah, but they died. The injury. No, they didn't die.
Oh,
no,
okay. I thought they died. No.
But
only wished.
Some said they wished they died. The injuries were serious, according to one report.
So. Well, I mean, you can't have. You saw how tall that ship was, right? I'm sure that the iceberg was built up as tall as the ship. So when it fell.
I want to see what it.
Like, look at the size of that. Is that the real iceberg? I mean, if it fell
that's
off
outside, I can't.
I'm assuming it's the outside part that
millions
hit them.
Of people have taken pictures in this place. How could there be no pictures?
So it's the iceberg thing on the outside.
I think so.
Collapse on some people is outside.
It? Oh my God! There.
That yeah, must like be look, it's half gone. It's half gone, Dave.
See, I want to see a movie about that. Leonelli DiCorpio.
There's a new movie.
Andy! The wall's breaking, man! Oh, God, my legs! Why did I go to Pigeon Forge?
Oh,
with
God.
You.
Oh no! I vowed I'd never come here.
How
I
did don't know. They end up at the Titanic Museum together?
That's the last time I smoke meth.
It got weird after that.
It got really crazy. My legs are broken.
We drove to Pigeon Forge,
oh, to see the Titanic Museum. We can't do meth anymore.
I know.
It's crazy because Andy told me him and Chuck were just going around and get some smokes.
Oh, that's wow. how it started.
Oh, wow.
That's
well, they couldn't tell us the truth.
Yeah.
They couldn't tell us they were going on a romantic road trip.
Now I know why they never came back with my Slurpee.
We didn't know where we were going.
We,
didn't.
We just knew that there was meth involved and
driving.
Said, hey, Tennessee sounds good.
Yep. Hey, Titanic Museum sounds good.
We saw the ship.
We yep. did. Did you pose for that famous picture on the bow? You and Andy
no, we
together?
Got crushed by the iceberg.
Yeah, I got crushed by that. The iceberg and Chuck kept playing guitar while I was being crushed.
So Chuck never got to draw you like one of his friends.
I was,
girls.
No, I was drawing him. I was drawing him while he was crushed.
Yeah, he drew me.
I hope you pull through, man. I mean, it's devastating iceberg injuries.
Yeah, step one is don't smoke meth anymore. And right. Then, yeah. You know, the rehab for that.
Okay. And then rehab for the legs.
Right. Then right, I got to yeah. learn to walk again.
Learn to walk.
Learn to walk.
Long road.
It is.
No, I wish you all the best.
Thanks.
Hope you recover. Someone said that it was actual ice. They've been there.
Hmm. Yeah,
so it's like
fake.
That ice wall at the zoo.
Oh my God.
Well, that's just the dumbest thing yeah. on earth. I mean, it's like 1,000 degrees at that place.
Ice melts.
Yeah. It's 1,000 degrees.
Wow. How could they have no footage of it, though? A million.
I don't know.
You
think.
See, there was 8 million Asians in line at one point. There's
I did
no
see that.
Pictures.
Yeah. I wonder if it's on Twitter or something like that. Twitter maybe sometimes somewhere. Has the better, like.
Maybe they don't let you take pictures.
There is. Pictures of the water stairs.
Oh, water stairs.
Oh, here's a whole tour.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
Oh, so they show, like, how it would have happened. They flood some stairs as if the water was pouring into. Watch out. Here comes the.
It's like terrifying. This
yeah. yeah. It's like you're on a house. Half a bad carny ride.
Yeah. Here's how people drown to their deaths.
Yeah.
We recreated everyone's death.
Most deadly Titanic thing outside of the real Titanic.
I can't find any videos on this. No one. They probably took everyone's phones to keep the museum alive.
Mm.
They can't house no. it.
They've got to
be somewhere.
Come on.
Well, we are inside the Titanic, and they dressed us up very nicely.
They did.
And I'm a first-class maid.
And you look lovely. Well, give me a spin.
Okay, well, there's a...
Oh, give me a spin.
You see an iceberg. No, that's just a picture of it.
Iceberg, get ahead!
You know the name of our show?
Good Day Tri-Cities.
Oh, and they've got a talking to
they made this all, like, real fun and everything. Like, we're going to hit the iceberg now.
Let's celebrate a horrible event in human history when many people died in the water. In the water.
Here's how it felt to have a giant chunk of ice fall on top of you.
Only the richest survived.
Because they got priority treatment on the rescue boat.
That is the craziest thing. Dressed us up so nice to celebrate all that death.
Look at me. So give me a spin.
give me a spin. Just like you're one of those dead people on that boat.
Like a ghost.
Quick, start the flooding like we're on routing. Start it up.
Let's go down to where the poor people were on the boat.
Here it
fire.
Is.
Here it is. This is where the poor, smelly poor people
were. Oh,
this
is fun.
Isn't it?
Now listen, let's activate the giant water.
Do it.
Oh, yeah. It's coming.
Here
down
it is. Now, this is how all the poor people
people died drowning to death.
Yeah,
they had no chance to escape this.
It's neat to see how the last thing they saw before they died.
All right, stop the water. That's enough.
Yeah. I really experienced it.
We are inside.
That would have been wild.
They dressed us up very nicely.
You're the captain.
And you look lovely. Well, give me a
first class maid who drowned to death.
Right. Yeah. Dad,
so
soon after.
We are in
terrible, horrible death.
You know, is there anything in there that my kid's going to find exciting? And
oh, I thought they were playing that song in the background.
Jody, yes, there is, right?
Well, thank you.
You got that right.
Are some of our most enthusiastic passengers.
That's like every person I saw in Pigeon Forge.
And of course, the other maid. Shovel coal and touch an iceberg.
Ooh. Oh, there's the ice wall.
There it is.
This is the iceberg of death.
This is the moment of death.
Yeah.
Feels so good.
It's as cold as their icy body.
On a hot Tennessee day, this death feels nice.
Nice.
Now touch this frozen body of a tourist that was crushed by this ice.
Yep. Oh, it's real.
This is bizarre.
Touch an iceberg. But this,
so you're right, it is. It's the same
wall. It's an ice wall. Just
so
like
who knew that that one there could also...
But it's lower. It's not way up, right?
I think it extends.
Oh, you're right, it does.
Just 2 minutes. I'm going to try this one.
All right, be careful, because it wouldn't be ladylike for you to... Okay, so that
be careful,
is
lady.
How long before...
Here's how they died.
And this is their last moment.
You
know, when the ship went under, it sucked them all down with
up.
Yep.
And also, I remember being told that we have to keep in mind they weren't wearing rubber-soled shoes. They were wearing leather.
Rubber-bottomed shoes were very expensive.
Oh, my goodness.
So leather expensive.
That's right.
Shoes.
Very
expensive.
And especially when they're wet. Shoes, not
and
your feet
I always tell the children, imagine you're in bowling shoes.
Yes. You're not going to try that? I'll try it.
That's a sad, sad state of affairs, you two.
I want to see the old man try this 90 degrees.
Just imagine you're in bowling shoes about to die on this boat.
Isn't it fun? I can't even imagine dying in bowling shoes.
You can get some of those death shoes in the gift shop on the way out if you choose.
Yeah. I like to imagine the people that fell over the railing and hit their head on the way down and bled out before they reached the ice
of the chilly frozen water below.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if we can't climb up there, old man. Oh, it's hard for you. It's very...
A ladder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not good. Not good at all.
You're dead.
Is interactive, hands-on for children.
Yes, children!
Children! Yes.
Teach the kids about death.
Boat you can sit in. This
look
is
at the lifeboat you weren't allowed on.
There's somebody who died. There's somebody who died right there.
That's another death.
We have
look at
where
these.
They
that's the guy dead too.
They can pretend like they're a Marconi officer. They can learn Morse code.
You can send out your own SOS. You're drowning.
Help us!
You're freezing to death.
It's so
send
fun.
Send it out.
Send out an SOS that no one hears.
Yeah.
Perfect. And not in enough time.
We just had a fine time just down there just doing it. Living the Titanic experience.
I swear to God, it was like we were dead.
It was.
I felt like I was almost dead till I got on that life raft with the rich.
So, yeah, the Titanic Museum still shut down today after the ice wall collapsed and injured three people. As I said, one report said their extent to their injuries were pretty bad, but we're not sure the condition this morning. There's been no confirmation. They're keeping it all hush-hush.
Well, think about how thick that ice wall is at the zoo that you touch. Like, some people, they keep putting their hand in the same spot, which I don't recommend anymore.
No,
but you know how, like, there'd be, like, one handprint that's, like, super deep?
Yeah.
And you realize if a big chunk of that 4-inch piece of ice from the very top of it fell.
It would have to be pretty thick, right, to stay cold.
I've never seen an ice wall like these.
No.
There's one at the zoo.
Yeah,
and the
polar bear exhibit.
You can touch it. Don't recommend it.
No.
Now's not the time to touch everything someone else has been touching.
Quite germy. But yeah, that they did show you a brief glimpse of it there in this story, and it was just a wall of ice.
Yeah, crazy. The chick was like rubbing it.
Yep,
crazy show those two have.
That is,
that's their
is it like Good Day Tennessee. So I don't know.
It seems like their TV morning show, right?
Yep. Yeah,
Tennessee Morning,
Good Day Tri-Cities. That's what it's called.
That was from Wonder Whitney.
Wonder Whitney.
Oh, yep.
That's who that was.
That's got to be the girl on the show, right?
Yeah, it has to be Whitney. Oh, look at her face there.
Every girl in Pigeon Forge.
How do you get like a Tennessee accent giving you a tour of the British Titanic Museum?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yo, come on in here.
Come on. It's just the Titanic.
I'm just trying to make it fun. I don't get it. But
yeah, it's a
everything's
got to
be fun on TV.
Oh, my God. They give you a passport when you enter. Of an actual passenger, and you don't get to open it up to the end to see if you lived or died.
Oh my God!
I'm dead! Oh my God! I was a poor smelly guy.
That's
so fun.
Let me open up my.
Were you dead?
I'm dead too.
Oh, that's because 800 people died. It's very likely we're all dead. Let me see. I survived.
What
a rich mother effer.
What a fun time this has been.
My God.
Did you learn anything?
I learned so much about the death of the people on the Titanic and how horrible it was the seconds before they died and clinging to life and to hope and all that.
I bought these empty sunken bowling shoes in the gift shop to remind me of someone who died.
I didn't know that they had bowling shoes. That was one thing I learned.
It's a hell of a tour. I recommend it for anybody.
Stay away from the ice wall. Looks pretty.
Careful.
Pretty shitty.
It's creaking.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So stay away from places like that.
Yeah. Town is just one of those towns. It is just they build stuff just for tourists.
That's
just a family vacation place, right, Pigeon Forge?
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything else going on there.
Yeah. Yep. It's a dry county, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Andy.
Yeah.
It's a dry county.
My hell on earth. Really. I can't even get booze.
That's where Amber and I stopped when we left the restaurant because she couldn't get a drink.
Yeah. That's insane. Like, oh, you can't even get it at restaurants?
No, at least not this was several years ago when we were there.
Andy's chiseling the ice to kill himself.
Yeah, I know. Do it, dude.
Come on!
How would you get through something like that without alcohol?
You know, it's crazy because I can't remember if, like, half of the city is dry and then the other half isn't.
Well, it's like a county and you can literally drive 5 minutes and it's a different county and they serve booze, right? So okay, I don't know why
they opened restaurants
that makes sense.
In the dry county.
Yeah,
that's
it just happened to be that main strip.
But it was like a chain, like it was, I don't know, a barbecue place or something and they couldn't serve booze.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Here's a question for you on the Dave and Chuck lines for a moment. What's the creepiest way someone has hit on you? The creepiest way someone has hit on you, because a woman is sharing some text messages from a guy who got her number in an odd way and got pissed when she wasn't into it. 1-855-954-6969. That's the number. 1-855-954-6969. I'm sure women have stories, but I'm sure guys have stories too. The creepiest way someone has hit on you. You can text us at 46969. Most of us understand that putting contact details on a pet's collar is not the same as a calling card. However, this apparently lost on one dude who decided it would be appropriate to message a dog owner after encountering them in a pet park. In the text, which she shared online, he admitted he took the number from a tag on her dog's collar. Here's the text. Hey, I got your phone number from your dog's collar. Thanks for letting me pet her. We should hang out sometime.
I can't imagine.
So, like,
that.
He looked down and then memorized the number.
He must have, like, pet the dog.
Yeah.
It's kind of not easy to see.
Oh my God. That was 11:52 in the morning. They were at the dog park at 10 a.m. She obviously didn't respond. By 5 o'clock that afternoon, he then says this. Hello? Why do you even have your number on the collar if you don't want people to text you? What the F?
That's for when you lose
Such a tease.
Oh, that's the sign of a real psycho right there, where they think that you're teasing them.
Yeah, it's like,
that's just to help somebody find their dog.
Yeah. Well, good luck.
People online, obviously, not understanding this. Someone said this guy is very confused about what those numbers are for.
Well, now she's got a stalker who's obviously out of his mind.
Yeah. Gotta block him or something.
And then a bunch of women said they've had the same thing happen. Mm. Like people pretending just to pet their dog, but actually getting their information off the dog tag. Someone said, I posted a picture of my dog online and I forgot to blur out that.
Oh, you can't forget that.
I got a text message with way more dicks than I expected. Humans are terrible.
Don't you think a guy should realize, like, you can never just text someone
that didn't give you their number?
That did not give you their number.
Yeah.
Like, even though you see a number, that doesn't let you text them.
No.
The move would have been to ask for the number while you're at the park. And even then, a lot of girls would be turned off by that whole thing.
Right. It's a random dude at the dog park. You can't do that. Unless you have a nice conversation and you hit it off and not just something. I bend down to pet your dog. And
yeah,
then that's
it'd be
it.
Like, I don't know, hey, do you want to have a doggy play date sometime? You know, like...
So we're talking about the creepiest way someone has hit on you, and the number is 1-855-954-6969, or text us, if you like, at 46969, like this one. This guy said, I had a lady at the bar say to me, am I going to have to rape you, or are you coming home with me?
Oh, my God.
A lady said that?
A lady. A lady at the bar.
You're going to have to rape me, ladies.
Don't hear that too often. Had a Speedway employee grab my receipt that had my number on it. She had four teeth.
Oh, boy.
The convenience store. The fun Speedway. Irresistible. Let me show you what I can do with the left side of my mouth.
Oh, God.
And all my four teeth are on the right side of my mouth.
Ooh. Talking about sex.
Sexual things.
This woman said, a dude repeatedly asked if he could crawl inside my beehole and live there.
That's not allowed.
That's an odd pickup line.
I would do anything to crawl inside your beehole and just live there.
Romantic.
I would never leave.
What about you? The creepiest way someone has hit on you. Autumn's with us here. Hi, Autumn. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
What happened to you?
Okay, I started a new job out in Mount Clemens the first time over there. I was like 18, 19 a couple of years ago at that time. And I walked in to get some breakfast, and this older man was like at the counter just staring at me. And I'm like, what do you want? And he looks at me and he goes, you have some really nice childbearing hips. And it caught me off guard. And he's like, I would love to try them sometime. And I didn't really say anything. I didn't even get my breakfast. I just turned around and walked out.
How old was he?
He was old and wrinkly. So I don't know, like 60, 70 at the time.
Oh, my God. Jeez. Oh. That's when guys start to lose it. They start just saying stuff.
He probably always has lost.
Yeah, him. I'm sure he's that guy.
It's a good thing she just walked out.
Someone said someone left a love note under my windshield wiper and a bag full of gay porn in the back of my pickup truck.
You're welcome. That's all Chuck got me. That's a great way to get some attention.
That's so bizarre.
Sounds like a prank or something.
It does. Yeah. It can't be real. It's a joke. Who leaves a bag of gay porn? And is that like, oh, I've got to call around. Him.
That's hilarious that they actually thought that was them being hit on, too.
Somebody wants me here.
Yeah.
And that Chuck would think it's someone wanted
me. Oh, wow. Sure.
Total hit on. Yeah.
They got me.
Someone said I had a guy stalk me from MySpace to Facebook, create a fake modeling account to get my modeling photos, then sent them to me with his finale stuff on it.
Oh, my. Ooh. That is advanced.
That's like...
That's creepy.
That's super duper creepy. Worked at KFC for a while, she said. Some guy looked me up and down, licking his lip, saying,
Your finger licking good.
Oh, yeah. You know you're dealing with that a lot at
probably,
KFC.
I'm sure that's the line, that's the a cheesy tough, pickup line at KFC.
It's a tough slogan, you know?
It is. You're licking things.
Yeah, for the girls there.
Not many slogans have licking in it. Let's go to Dirt from Waterford. Probably how you doing, one. Dirt?
Hey, Scoop Scoop.
Scoop.
So, way back when we were in high school, and I was at a party with my brother-in-law, and we had a friend of a friend they called Nubs, and I don't know if he was in an accident or what, but his wrist, or his hand was basically cut off at the wrist, and he had these, like, itty-bitty, like, half-inch fingers, and anyways, we're hanging out with all these girls, and he comes walking up, and he goes, "Hey, ladies, I got a 12-inch vibrator that never runs out of batteries."
Oh, my.
His pickup line's about the vibrator.
Yes.
Okay, that's new. That's normally you don't.
I mean, anyone can have one of those.
Absolutely, they can. Mm. Absolutely. Mm. And batteries,
it's
too.
An investment, though.
Pretty easy to get. Lee. How you doing, Lee?
Hey. First of all, record.
Record. You had a creepy dude hit on you. What happened?
Yeah, so... this happened in high school. I'm a gay dude, and it was just, at first he came to my house. I thought we were just going to hang out, because at the time he was like my closest friend. But then he just comes into my room and just drops off a bucket. I look in, he's like, "Hey, look in the bucket." I'm like, "What?" And it was just a bucket full of animal bones. Like, like
what?
Not just one animal. Like, it was like some multiple different animals. And he had a knife box cutter on him. And then while I'm processing, he then just starts flirting with me and tries touching me in areas. I'm just like,
No.
You know the areas.
I'm just joking. I was joking. You know
He's crazy. Yeah,
so you got, how did you escape alive?
Fortunately, at the time, I was also an army cadet in my high school's program.
Yeah.
So all I had to do, and since I was working out at the time, all I had to do was take off my long sleeve shirt and try to be as intimidating as possible. And basically got him out of my house with basically near threatening, "I'm going to call the police and I'm going to mess you up if you do not leave." Yeah, ever since then, I never really talked to him.
I bet he goes on to kill.
God knows what he's done.
He goes on to kill again.
You show up with a bag of random bones.
Well, that's like one of the main signs of...
Take your animal bones and go.
...that you've done things to animals.
Tell them, Lisa.
You go from animals to humans.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's what happens.
This one said, a guy from my adult men's hockey league made some interesting comments one day when we were in the showers. There's always some bit of joking around, but it wasn't until later that I found out he was gay... and that his comments were actually him hitting on me. Mm. He said things like, "Got some nice cheeks there.
Thanks, bud."
And that's a hell of a figure.
Thank you, man.
You got some nice cheeks there.
He didn't realize he was gay. And yeah.
Someone talks about later. Your cheeks, your ass cheeks in the shower.
Thank you.
You don't realize what's going on?
Yeah. Thank you, man.
Are they joking or something?
Well, it's hockey players.
Yeah, right.
So and hockey players have a lot of like homoerotic stuff anyway.
Mm. You've got some nice cheeks there. I think I just broke my headphones. And
oh, no.
Damn thing. That sucks. All right, I think I got the bag.
Yeah, okay.
Let's go to Scott from Massachusetts. Hi, Scott.
Hi, how's it going, guys?
Hey, what's up?
Oh, 10 years ago, you know, I had just turned 18 years old. I'm at a cookout with my family at my aunt and uncle's house, and their creepy neighbor came over. She's probably 45, 50, and she kept asking me how old I was. She told me I had a perfect ass and was being creepy, so I avoided her, right? So a couple hours later, she starts drinking, you know, so 2 hours go by, she's drinking, and I'm sitting at a table with my parents, and she comes up and asks me, she's like, "Are you a virgin? Have you ever put a condom on?" She's like, "If you don't know how to put a condom on, I will show you how." And my mother's like, "Excuse me, that's my son. He just graduated high school. What are you doing?"
Oh, my God. She was bold.
Yeah,
oh, she was
in front
a
of
bold,
your
horny broad.
Yeah, come on. You ever put a condom on?
Let me teach you.
Jesus. Scott's in Tampa. Scott, the creepiest way someone hit on you.
I was a little younger and taking a just a little trip, pulled up into a rest area and walked in there, no problem. Guy walked up next to me, kind of chatted me up, you know, saying, talking about how it's, you know, on the road and things like that. Didn't think much of it. He goes, it gets pretty lonely out there. I said, oh, yeah, boy. It can be. So we walked back to the car and he goes, oh, that's your car. And he saw I was by myself. And he goes, hey, want a BJ? And I'm like,
sure.
You know, I think I'm good for today. But thanks for offering.
Yeah.
I walked to my car and I just started. I just was frozen. I look over and he's showing me explicitly on his fingers what he wanted to do to me.
Oh yeah.
Next thing I remember at the rest area, heart pounding, going, this guy was going to kill me.
Well,
you think kill you or just fellatio you?
Yeah,
he had that murder look in his eyes. So I get it.
Yeah, he was going to fellate you and then murder you.
All right. You know, rest area BJs. I don't know. That's not a good idea sometimes.
Oh, my God. No, not a good idea anytime.
Like it.
Okay, let's clarify.
Yeah, it's a
never,
idea.
Ever a good idea.
Any man who tells me he's lonely, it's time to get the hell out of there.
Any man who talks to me at a rest stop urinal.
Yeah.
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 That's the sign that you never.
Hey, stranger, I'm lonely.
I'm just trying to be friendly.
I got
to
go.
Yeah. Here's another rest stop one. Had a guy hit on me at a rest stop. He said, you ever bang a girl in the pooper?
Same thing.
That's what he said. Banging a guy, the same thing. He said, I ran as fast as I could.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That line never works for me either.
Another one said, I was at a party and a big with 8 G's woman came up to me drunk and said, you got a pretty face. Can I sit on it?
Oh, my God.
All right. I said, no, thanks. I choose life. And left. Back to the Dave and Chuck lines here. Jessica's with us from Naples. Creepiest way someone hit on you, Jessica. Hello?
So when I was in college, I worked at a bank, and one of my jobs was to give referrals to the financial officer, and sometimes he would take us out to lunch as a reward for giving him a nice referral. So one day we're in the car coming back from lunch, and
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's all good.
And he put his hand on my knee and started telling me about how his wife had cancer and she couldn't have sex with him anymore. Oh, and he gave me this whole like hangdog face and stuff. And I was so upset because I thought he was my friend. And, you know, he was like 25 years older than me at the time.
Yeah.
And it was and I had met his wife and kids. So I just felt it was so gross and so creepy. Yeah. I just felt so taken advantage
That's
of.
Unfortunately a lot of men.
I was going to say, don't you so think creepy. Like so many girls have that exact story? Yeah. Like I know at least two girls who've told me that exact type of story.
This guy said it was at a hockey game. Went to the bathroom. There's a older guy at the urinal next to me. He leans over into my urinal and says, nice watch, and leaves. I was not wearing a watch.
Yeah, no. He was staring at you, Johnson, sir.
Jesus.
Yep.
He called the police, baby.
Yeah.
Call the police.
I mean, I don't even know. I don't know.
Someone's peeping at your wiener.
He just said, nice watch.
Which I believe is code we've talked about, like, in the restroom.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's got, like, a code to it.
Which is essentially, hey, I like your wiener.
Yeah.
Joe's. Hey, I like your wiener. Joe's in Boston. Hi, Joe.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing okay, man. Talking about the creepy way someone hit on you.
So one time I was down at the Cape at P-Town, and I was walking around with these two girls, friends of mine. And this old guy comes up to us, and he asked me, he's like, oh, are you dating any of them? And I was like, nah. And then he asked me, he's like, hey, do you ever, like, fondle your friend's penis balls? Have you ever, like,
oh my God.
Tried, like, making out with your friends or anything? He's asking me all these weird questions.
Sure.
And he just keeps going on and on and on.
Yeah.
It's a really weird experience.
Well, he's a very, very perverted fellow.
Yeah.
Pizza delivery lady brought me a 5-pound Hershey's Kiss with a handwritten note confessing her love to me.
Come on in.
5 pounds? Yeah, Chuck, you get chucked that way.
You're a pizza delivery lady and you have a Hershey's Kiss for me?
Get your ass in here.
Get your ass inside.
He said, I had to switch pizza places.
Welcome to Pleasure Town.
So she's gone to his place a couple times, right? And she really fancied him.
Yeah.
Yep, she did.
Yeah.
And developed a little crush.
Yeah. All right, this is it. I'm going to buy him the world's biggest Hershey's Kiss. And see
I know what we'll get him.
The way to anybody's heart is giant novelty candies. You found me.
A few more quick calls here. Allison is in Florida. Allison, the creepiest way someone hit on you. Are you there, Allison?
Oh.
Hey.
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Hi. Okay, so I was in the grocery store, and I had flip-flops on, and this creepy old guy walks over to me, and I thought he was going to say something to me, and he looks down at my feet, and he's like, ooh, nice toes.
Oh, no.
Boy.
Oh, no.
My God.
You run for the hills, right?
What a risky thing. To just wear, girls can't even wear an open-toed shoe anymore.
Can't wear flip-flops in Florida.
Yeah. Anywhere. I mean, anywhere. There is at least one guy in any big store now.
Looking just, at feet.
Just looking
so
around.
So to them,
feet.
That's like cleavage or, you know, like that's they're showing some skin.
Right.
Crazy
and
as it is.
I guess they feel like they can compliment your toes. Like, you can't walk up to a lady, Dave, if she had nice cleavage and be like, incredible breasts. You know what I mean? Like, you...
Ooh, great titties.
You know, you can't. Yeah. But these guys feel
they
like
say
they
it
can...
in your head, but
they
you can't say it out loud.
They say it.
Yeah,
they say They're it. Like, nice, you have lovely toes. What?
Someone said that... I don't know. I can't do that one.
All right.
I about that a little too much. Yeah. Another one said I had a guy offer me $2,500 to blow me. I turned him down considering I'm straight. $2,500 on the line, James. $2,500.
$2,500. Wow.
$2,500.
It's definitely going to be taken into consideration. There might be a text to my fiance. Want to cover the mortgage for a couple months?
Yeah. Want to fix that pool up real nice?
Yeah. We get the finest of filters and pumps.
Oh, my God. It's going to take one little thing.
Just a tiny little thing.
Brandon's in Fort Myers. Hey, you were the guy hitting on someone in a creepy way, right, Brandon?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
We were walking into Walt Disney World, and I was with my cousin, my brother, my now wife, and my girl cousin. And we all, you know, the guys, we had to use the bathroom. So we go into the bathroom, and I walk up to a urinal, and then my cousin walks up next to me, and he was a little bit homophobic, and I was joking around with him, and I go, hey, don't be surprised if I reach on over there. I look over. It's not my cousin.
Oh, no.
Oh, damn.
Oh, my, oh my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, dude, it was just a random guy?
Oh, man. When the homoerotic joke goes wrong.
Oh, that's so bad.
At the happiest place on earth. You're lucky you weren't thrown in Disney jail.
Dude, I walked. My cousin was in the stall laughing so hard. I walked out of there. I mean, didn't wash my hands. Walked straight out. My girlfriend's like looks at me and I'm like, we gotta go. We gotta go.
Right. Yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah. I was asked to grab a guy's dog. Oh, I don't know what happened. Something went wrong.
Oh, that's
a bad
incredible.
Day at Disney.
That's incredible.
Holy hell.
Wow.
Super,
you think
super
you'd
bad.
Explain it. Like, I thought you were, you know, but
oh,
then
right
how do you
away.
Explain
oh
it? I thought
God,
you were my cousin.
I thought you were my cousin. I was just joking.
That
yeah, that doesn't
weird
make it
too.
Any better. Yeah, I was trying to hit on you. I thought it was my cousin that I was looking at.
Well, that's too bad.
Oh, God, it's going to be a weird day.
Now I'm going to follow you around this little joint all day long.
You won't leave us alone now.
Hello.
Oh, I accidentally God. Said I wanted to grab his wiener.
Oh, fancy meeting you here.
Oh. He's on all the
it's
same rides as us.
I'll go on. I'm extra. I'm alone.
He's back
I'll join the Air family for just a second.
By himself back there.
Oh, no.
There he is.
Me for the bathroom.
It's me
you know,
for the bathroom.
The one you were going to grab.
That's me.
away from the bathroom.
It's not what you want.
No.
Not what you want.
It's a bad day at Disney World.
Yeah. Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.